Blessed be the name of the Lord. How does he do it? Hallelujah. And that is where many of us make mistakes. Especially, I saw it in this ministry more than anywhere else. Can we read Revelation chapter 3 verse 20? Are we there? Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. See. Behold. Tap your neighbor to listen. Tap your neighbor. All of us stand up. Let's read it together. I want somebody to learn something from this scripture. I want you to learn something from this scripture. Everybody stand up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Everybody, shall we go? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Again, shall we go? And knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Thank you. Sit down. Listen, church. Brother Abraham explained this scripture. And this is the way he explained it. Through the seven church ages, he said, by the time we reach the seventh church age, he said that the denomination had pushed out Christ. And it is only in the seventh church age that you find Jesus outside and knocking at the door of the church to come in. They push him out and then the denominational leaders took over his church. That is how William Branham explained it, and that is true. But I was sitting down with my wife 2 weeks ago or last week, I think. And then we were just watching something else on the television. I don't know whether it's news or something like that. And the way they come to me, he came and then told me the meaning of this scripture. I jumped up. My wife was sitting down there. I said, there is a mystery that has just been given to me. What is the mystery? Now, look at it. Look at that word. He said, behold, you know, the church put him out. Therefore, since the church put him out, now he is now looking for individuals. Now he is not dealing with us as bride assembly. He's not dealing with us as a redeemed. He's now dealing with us as individual. Now, but how does he do it? How does he come to knock on your door? I have often wondered, what is happening? I have seen people in this ministry, before we say in Jesus' name, they have fallen under anointing. I have seen people, anointing, we come upon them. The angel of the Lord, we don't know whatever it is, they pursue them. They are running. No, they'll be saying, no, leave me. No. They are running, they are going. Coordinator will run and pursue them. I have seen people, every time, I know a young girl that was crying. He said, anytime she will go to church, waste the clothes, everywhere, you see injury, you see this one. He said, I beg God, which kind of anointing be this? Which one be this? Me too. And they say, how God did they walk? Now, see somebody palm here. Do attachment. Hold them. Like that. Come church. The Holy Ghost will arrest them. Tire. Some, he go close the eye. Some, close mouth. Some, chain them like that. What did happen? I will go and think. I say, what did they happen like this? But this is what is happening. Church, listen. When I say receive the Holy Ghost, He is going to come to the door of your heart to knock. It is when He is knocking that you fall under anointing. When He's coming to knock, I want to come in. I want to come in. Then you are saying no. Then He's still knocking. The more He knock there, the more you say no, 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 no. So, anytime you see yourself that anointing come and you are falling down like that, and then you stand up from that anointing and you still feel that desire to continue your old ways, it means He knocked on your door, you did not open for Him. He is still knocking. Even today, He will knock. In your room, while you are praying, He will knock. That's why you fell under anointing. Until you see the anointing that comes upon you, and after you stand up from that anointing, you discover that your life is changing. You throw away your trousers, sister. You remove your jewelry and throw them away. Your paint, you throw them away. You go to your boyfriend and say, please, I don't do it again. If you want me, then marry me. They steal away, they steal your master money, you stop it. And all the stupid things, the beer parlor you used to go, you suddenly discover you don't like the beer again. The cigar you used to smoke irritates you. When you reach that level, after the anointing hit you and you fell down and that, and you see your life changing like that, you have opened the door. He said He will come into you and sup with you. Where is He interested? It's in your heart. It's in your heart. Somebody here, when you feel that fire coming upon you, it is God standing and knocking, say, I want to come in. I want to come in. I want to come in. And what you are supposed to do is to say, Lord, take over. Lord, take over. Once you can say, Lord, take over. Lord, take over. Now you are telling Him, come into my heart. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in today, 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 come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And when Abraham was at the altar, and he made an altar call after a powerful sermon, and everybody came to the altar, you want to receive the Holy Ghost, come out. And a woman came there. Suddenly she began to speak in tongues. She was shaking. She fell under anointing. This one time she stood up and was going back. A prophet of God stepped and said, call that woman back. He said, go back on your knees. You have not received Him yet. And I was reading it. And I used to wonder. But she received something now. Something happened now. She fell under anointing now. But God, talking to a prophet, said, this is it. He was only knocking. Remain there. Open your heart. Let Him come in. Let Him come in. He's coming to take away that stony heart. To give you a heart of flesh. He's coming to change your death by giving you a new spirit. And so many of us here, you go to church, and when you are among unbelievers, you flow.
When you come to church again, you flow.
It is the same old spirit. The same old spirit has not changed. When that spirit is changed, there are some music you listen to, it will, you know, repulsive. There are certain jokes they joke around. It offends you. But you used to do it before. I had nightclub. I even built a nightclub. I was a club owner, a club crawler. But something happened to my soul. When you play none of those nonsense music, and I was a DJ. Suddenly, I found myself. I was not doing it to please anybody. My friends will come, we go to club as usual. And I'll be telling them, you see they go club. It becomes something of old, antiquated, something, lifestyle. It's like, you see they do that kind of thing. Because God took me far away from that. And I was not making it up. There is something that happened inside of me. I was a chronic womanizer. Serious one, no? With a woman at home and still keeping girlfriends. But when that thing happened to me, I will never forget that day. I was at the altar when it happened. I knew something happened. And I was crying for my life. I opened my heart and I told the Lord, I will never go back to the world. I will never. Just hold me totally, totally. And God knows your heart when you are speaking, whether you mean it or not. It's not some momentary cry. Because frustration is all around you. You are hoping if you settle with Him, then He will rearrange your life for you. So that when you finish, then you say, it's a merciful God. It's not He that runneth, nor He that willeth. Then continue again. He knows you. He knows your tomorrow from today. You see? So, here in this program, somebody is going to experience that same thing. And why a stress takes so much time on this is so that when it happens, open your heart. When you see the anointing follow you through enemies, when the Holy Ghost is coming upon you, there will be different manifestations. I repeat, those manifestations is Him knocking at the door. Some will fall under anointing. That is the Holy Ghost coming. Some will shake. Some will be moving as if they are drunk. As if they are drunk. Some will be laughing and just laughing and laughing. Some will be crying. Tears will just be coming out of them. Some will just be dancing, dance, pushing everybody, dancing. Some, you won't know where you are until everybody don't close. You go say, where are they? What thing happened to me? And let me tell you that the more you resist Him, the stronger the anointing comes upon you. Because you can't battle with your Maker. And if your name is in the book of life, He will continue to be knocking until the day you die. He will keep knocking and you refuse. He will allow your way to be rough. He will cause something to happen that will bring your attention again to Him. But why will you wait until He uses a rough hand on you before you come to Him? And it's not everybody He goes to knock. He comes to His own. See? He comes to His own. If you don't belong to Him, He won't come to you. The evidence that you belong to Him is that anointing you are feeling. Anytime there is service going on, anytime you start praying, He is coming to knock at the door when you begin to feel that anointing. And here you are. You've already made up your mind. Me, I know this serve God now. Make I get money first. He's still standing there to knock. You don't own yourself. He owns you.
I will go marry first. If I dress like this, where I go get husband? You are the one. Anytime you come to church, it's not only Brother Assembly. Anywhere you go, he will follow you there. He will stand and knock. So here we are. So many of us, we shall see, we have seen it several times. We will say, no be that sister for road. No be that sister when they fall for anointing every time for church with this. See and the wear trousers they go now. Now I know why she they fall under anointing every time in the church. Because his time he comes knocking so that he will do something and remove trouser from your heart. You refuse. So you fall under anointing and people are thinking you have received the Holy Ghost. Now we know better. Not be Holy Ghost, so he's standing at the door. He is knocking. You see? And when he knocks, I say it again, you refuse to open, he will begin to make life rough for you. Your marriage may be having problem. Begin to have problem. Anything that will give you peace, he will take it away. Your business can go down. He can allow you involved in one terrible accident or have one serious sickness in that area where you don't fit to live. If not fornication, he can allow you to have HIV. Something that can make you come say, okay, I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. It's because you find, Abby, he will leave you. He come, you reject him. You come, you reject him. The next thing he will do is he will leave you until your beauty fell. He will make sure no man come for marriage yet. Then, when you don't begin to expire, he say, come on. They go like this. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Now that time, now you go no say, you need God. But why do you have to wait till all that time? Let's bow down our heads. Very merciful God. His mercies endure forever. Even now, in your own may be anointed where you they fall down. Another one may be the dream where you they get. Another one is the heaviness of the heart he gives you. Serious body like this. He's the one standing at the door and knocking. He said, if any man, is an individual thing. And he will start with washing with clean water. Also signified through water baptism. I don't know who I'm talking to today. If that person has suddenly realized today, no, I'm going to open my heart and I'll let him come in. Into my heart. Let that person come to the altar. It was at the altar I came like this. And I cried to God. From that day till today, he did something inside of me that has changed me. I don't know if that person is here, and you want God to come now and stay. No more. I will not be stubborn again. Now you are not coming to me. You are coming to him. So you come to the altar and talk to him. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Tell him why you are at the altar now. Me to my Lord Jesus. Oh, into my heart. Talk to him. I am not going to pray for you.
I don't know what is in your heart. Oh, I don't have any prayer that you will say after me. Oh, it's between you and God. It's between you and God. I'm not leading you in any prayer. Oh, now you know what you want God to do for you. Lord, I open my heart. Come and take over. Forgive my stubbornness. Talk to him, talk to him.
Oh,
1989. From that day to today, every day my life was changing. I was getting better and better, more and more spiritual, less and less carnal, less and less carnal. The bells are ringing now. It will soon be late. It will soon be late for somebody. Play with eternal destination. When he comes and knocks at the door, are you ready to open or you still want to remain stubborn? Yes, sir.
Walk by walk, we can't the bottom. Yes, to dwell with the immortal. When the ring, the gold is there for you and me.
Oh, want to hear the bells ring. Want to hear the angels sing. It's the glory, hallelujah.
Jubilee,
Come to God concerning your life. This may be the only opportunity you have. Yes,
oh,
that is the hope of the believer. It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. It's a part of me forever. Even here now. If you open your heart now, it will enter. It will enter. Even here now. Don't you hear the bells ringing? Don't you hear the angels sing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee.
He
the follows me forever. Don't you hear the bells ringing? The glory bells for you and me. To him. Somebody in the congregation, talk to him. Don't you want to be better in your Christian life than you are now? Somebody. Yes, so
nevermore we have with
heaven. Yes,
we carry the sweet.
That's the hope of a believer.
When the ring,
the glory bells
for you and me. Don't you hear
the bells calling? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah. Oh Lord, how do I know?
When the tent shall mount to heaven with Jesus as the leader, marching on war like soldier, yes, every soldier.
passion, like that.
Join the echo, glory, glory.
when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, hallelujah. Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in,
hallelujah.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. Can you be on your feet? Those of you sitting there. Those of you sitting in the congregation in the back there. Can you be on your feet? Something wants to happen to somebody now. Hallelujah.
When I say, go marching in. When I say, go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number.
Oh,
let us say, go marching in.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Say, my grace. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Say it if you know it.
Say my grace.
Oh, I am in that number.
Say it if you are sure.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Are you in that number? Save my grace.
see Jesus.
Oh, someday,
I will see Jesus.
Now, those of you here, those of you at the altar, stand up and be on your feet. Those of you at the altar, stand up here and be on your feet. Leave those under anointing. The rest of you, just stand up. Everybody in the hall here, including those of you watching us, your hand or your chest is here. In the spirit, did you not fast for the past days waiting for this moment? Now, Father, how many people here are you standing at the door of their heart knocking, Lord? Today, now, they are ready. Just be in the spirit. Don't look at me. I don't have Holy Ghost to give anybody. It's the Lord Jesus himself that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. This is my Ezra.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will.
Yes, Lord.